Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Time now to open up the Chunky Sports page. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Scotty Scheffy wins another one. Second green jacket in 3 years. 27 years old. He wins $3.6 million. Valdez wins the pool because Anna Banana chose Rory as the top overall pick.
Colossal blunder.
That was a big
thirsty
blunder.
Anna.
Yeah.
She'll learn. She'll learn from
that
this.
That was a big blunder.
She got enough wins under her belt, though, that she could kind of afford
she
it.
She is the richest woman in Annapolis. I've done my research by looking at her home.
Yeah.
So I think she'll be nice okay. Home. She'll be all right.
How'd Rory fare?
I think he finished four over, maybe. I'd have to pull up the overall.
Hey, I was telling Drab before the show, this tournament, and specifically being paired with Scheffler, really exposed Rory. For kind of the mid golfer that he is.
He is a mid golfer now.
he's
like an average golfer.
And if you go back and you have revisionist history on all of his major wins, all of them come on soft rain soaked courses.
Mm. Poking like, holes in Rory's
like
gracious.
he's a bomb and gouge player that really doesn't have any kind of finesse with his irons.
But I feel like his iron play was better back then. His iron play literally from 150 yards in is bad.
I don't think his driver was that great this week either.
But that's
think.
The strength of his game.
For sure.
Valdez, that's the way I agree with you. I just feel like his mid-iron play and short-iron play when he was winning majors was much better than it is now.
Colt Knows talked about it. I was driving, listening to some, I can't remember when. It was all over the place. And he's like, yeah, for a guy who's from Ireland, he's not very good in the wind.
No, he's an awful wind player. Awful.
Yeah.
He hits the ball way too high and way too spinny.
There was one shot, it was 130 yards, call it. You know, he was hitting, I don't know if he was hitting gap or wedge, but he just pulled it left. I mean, what
that's
even,
his mess is pulls all
left.
Of his wedges.
I mean, it wasn't even close. And he was, you know, he's off the green, has to try and chip up to get up and down, and he was just bad.
I don't think he'll ever win a Masters.
I think it's in his head too.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
I don't know if it's the pressure. It's just, I didn't realize how bad his game was.
Yeah, it's been really bad this year.
And you know, on Sunday, Morikawa was tied with Scheffler. What happened
maybe
to him?
For a moment.
Well, there was a bunch of guys tied at
he
one
doubled
point.
On, I can't remember what hole.
He hit one in 11.
Doubled
11. Yeah. 11
I saw DeChambeau on one hole. It looked like he had a rules official come over. I didn't see the shot that preceded it. And he had maybe a 50-yard chip, and he chipped into the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was on Saturday. Yeah,
his short game kind of let him down.
Saturday. He chumped it on Saturday, yeah.
I just want the record to show that Drab's in the golf pool. Drab, the guys that he picked, both missed the cut.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Who do you have?
Come on, why do you got to rub in Drab's face?
Like, Hovland and Spieth.
You can't be a graceful
Doesn't
winner.
Matter. I actually had the greatest call of the weekend, more than anybody. I told Valdez on Thursday morning, Tiger Woods, I said, you owe me money. If Tiger Woods makes the cut and finishes
last,
dead last of the guys who make the cut.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. He does that every tournament.
It's not DFL, though, Cakes, because he beat everybody who didn't make the cut.
Of the guys who made the cut.
Yeah.
He'll either finish dead last or withdraw.
Right.
Every tournament.
He just wants to make the cut at this point.
Right.
Like, that's kind of his goal.
I was glad he just finished, because they were talking like you know, Nost was acting like he may withdraw on that front nine on Saturday. I didn't think he would because he just had a couple bad holes. You know,
he just looked, playing it looked great, like but... the Friday round caught up to him because he played 25 holes
maybe
on Friday.
Maybe
his body just doesn't let him go 4 days.
He should maybe join Liv for that. He don't have to play 3 days.
Or the
champion or the Champions Tour. Champions Tour only plays three rounds.
I think it's just he's just not that good. Like he has all the shots, but he's just not. He doesn't practice enough, and you know he can luck box a round or two.
Well, he doesn't practice enough because his body won't let him practice.
That's what they say. But he, you know, he's hitting 350 yard drives. I mean,
he can't string it together.
Well, I know, but
I know he can't.
It's over for Tiger.
I know he can't, but I think it's because of he doesn't practice enough. And I know you're right. The body
I'm just
is
saying
a
his
part
body.
Of it.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The body
to
is
you.
Part of it, but I still
he may
think,
not like playing anymore.
I still think he doesn't practice enough.
Well, he certainly doesn't.
How do we know how much he practices?
He probably
it's
doesn't.
Reported.
His body is his body
look at
hurts.
His results.
No, but
he's had an infusion.
His short game was better than I thought.
He's had back surgeries, knee surgery. He almost lost his leg. I mean, he's had 15 surgeries.
He was tilting me, leaving every single putt short all for 4 days. Yeah.
It was tilting me. And that has nothing to do with
that's practice. That's
being,
probably practice.
You know, sore,
right?
It's just he doesn't practice enough.
Yeah, yeah, but
he's plenty healthy enough, in my opinion. You got no one cares. I know the narrative is he's too hurt to do it. He's plenty healthy enough to play way better. He doesn't grind enough.
You know, you want to know
maybe better, but he's not healthy enough to compete and win tournaments.
I think,
and
he could do it one time.
He's only
going to
play tournaments once a month, if that.
He's scouting all the major locations.
Yeah, he plays the majors, maybe we'll see him in Valhalla.
But he's going to do the same thing at the U.S. Open. He probably won't make the cut at the U.S. Open, but or PGA.
To.
I'm sorry, PGA is next in Valhalla, and even if he does make the cut, he's not going to play well on the weekend.
The only bright spot was that I did think his short game, at least for the first 2 days, was better than I expected. It started to fall apart.
His chipping was really good.
His putting was good the first couple days, and then the putter fell apart.
Yeah, but his iron play wasn't very good. He was missing greens left and right on the weekend,
right? And that's practice.
But anyway, so Scheffy wins it.
Are we on Grand Slam watch? We might be on Grand Slam watch.
I mean, he's going to win a couple. He's going to win another one for sure.
I'm almost positive right now he's going to win Pinehurst. He's definitely going to win Pinehurst.
Well, I mean, I can't bet against him.
It's just he doesn't really have a rival right now.
So listen to this. This is crazy, all right? And I don't want to compare Scotty to Scheffler to Tiger because we'll never see another Tiger. Right, but he's playing. He's as dominant a player now since Tiger was dominating the tour. Right, all right. So I just want to give you his
didn't
overall
Kepka
results.
Dominate for a little.
He did in the majors. But Kepka, the difference between Kepka and Scheff is Kepka didn't care about the non-major events.
Right.
All right. So this year. All right. So Scheffler in his first tournament was the Century. He's finished 5, 17, 6, 3, 10. 1, 1, 2, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's this year. Okay. Last year, 23. All right. His first tournament was the wraparound. He finished 45. 3, 9, 2, 7, 11, 1, 12, 4, 1, 10, 11, 5, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, 3, 2, 6, 1.
This is also without being able to putt.
I know.
Because last year his putting was a debacle. He was losing 4 strokes to the field on average.
He probably would have had another 3 or 4 wins last year if he could putt last year.
The only thing I'll say is like what you said, we'll never see another Tiger. Because Tiger had a stretch where he was winning 50% of his tournaments.
Well, I'm not going to compare anybody to Tiger.
Yeah.
But he is posting Tiger-esque numbers besides the majors.
If you look at the data between Scotty the last 2 years and I guess Tiger's 2-year run of dominant like Grand Slam dominance, Scotty has a better ball striking statistic than Tiger did in that run.
Yeah.
Now there's other stats that are letting him down, but ball striking was better than Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when just to watch him hit drives, how consistent he was hitting drives, and then his iron play from 170 in it's just dumb.
And he does it with his feet moving all over the place.
His right foot's bailing out.
Very unconventional.
What's even more amazing is he's that good and he can't bring one extra eyeball to the sport.
he's not a Tiger.
He's so boring.
Yeah, his personality stinks.
It's almost unwatchable if you're a casual golf fan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's literally the worst personality I've ever seen from a golf. He's what I think of golfers before Tiger Woods.
He's just on the golf course. Yeah, he's boring, no doubt.
And that the leaderboard at the Masters, the guys that were chasing him, I'm sorry, for the casual golf fan, uninspired.
Well, I think Swedish Chambo was up
Aberg,
there.
Max the Holma. Aberg.
But you're not going to be a
Colin
fan.
Morikawa.
I mean,
snooze fest.
You're, other than Tiger, you're not going to be a fan anyways.
Morikawa's won two majors, though.
Yeah, but he's boring,
kind of boring.
He's
but
boring.
If the Chambo could have stayed up, it would have been interesting.
He would have been a guy
I knew it was too big an ass.
I think Homa has the best personality out of everyone there.
I bet you Homa's a cool dude.
Everyone likes him.
I bet he's
cool. No, he's like universally.
I would love to hang out with Homa.
He's a social media guy, too, though, Jason.
He is, yeah.
He's big on social media.
But out of these guys, I mean, none of them have fiery personalities. I don't know what you're looking for.
You're right about that.
I mean, what are you looking for, though? I don't watch golf for personalities. I watch it for the golf.
You're just looking for the shot making.
You watch it for the personality.
Hey, he's just a robot.
Yeah, he's a robot.
Yeah, he is.
It's tough to get excited for him.
He's just even keel. He's not getting too high or too low.
I should fist pump here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he does.
Brain
he did
initiate on, fist pump.
Yeah.
He did
beep
on
boop,
some.
Beep boop beep.
He did on some when he eagled 13 on Saturday. He did.
But mm-hmm. That's the first time he showed any emotion.
He doesn't show emotion. Yeah. I mean,
hey, do you know what? You know what else tilted me about the coverage? And I noticed this is, and Jim is a Hall of Fame broadcaster, but he's got to stop saying like his time will come, because it's impossible. Like, Max Homa can't win a green jacket with Morikawa winning a green jacket, with Xander winning a green jacket, all in the runway of their career.
Right.
I know he's trying to be nice and everything.
Oh, he's just standing up for all those guys?
He's trying to hype him up.
Yeah, he's trying to hype him up. But you can't say that for every single dude that their
right.
time will come.
The majority of those guys will never win a Masters.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, just something that irked me.
But that's what he does say. How about Vern Lundquist in his last call? Getting a little choked up a couple different times.
I mean, did you see Tiger shake hands with him behind the tree?
Yeah. I did see
nice.
That.
That was a nice gesture from Tiger as he's having a dreadful weekend. That was nice.
Yeah.
I thought Tiger handled himself pretty well considering the game was a mess.
So Scheffler now has won $58 million on the golf course, which is sixth most. Tiger, Phil, Rory. I don't know who else is in there that I'm missing, but Scheffler's got 27 years old. Mm-hmm.
So he won $3.6 million for winning the Masters. Isn't the standard live purse winner $4 million?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, that's a joke.
Yes. But, I mean, you obviously the endorsement potential and all that stuff is off
sure,
the charts for the
I
Masters.
Understand.
You're set for life.
Of course.
Even in the Masters, you're set for
life.
Yeah,
he's won two green jackets at 27.
I would have liked to seen.
You're also a Hall of Famer. You get two majors, you go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I would have liked to seen what he would have done if the baby did pop out.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that all weekend.
He would be the biggest idiot ever. They probably had her on bed rest so that it wouldn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, just don't move.
Well, they also were questioning whether or not she would actually contact him.
Right. If she was smart, she wouldn't.
Yeah. They were saying
that he comes home and there's a baby.
Yeah. If she
he's leading and
can
win the Masters,
caring wife,
she probably didn't even.
She wouldn't tell him.
Yeah, she wouldn't
because
even text
she would
him.
Know how important this is, and that just watching the baby squirt out, it's okay. It's the greatest thing ever, but it's okay. You're not missing that much. You got 100 years with that kid.
So only eight guys finished under par for the week. I couldn't believe some of the scores on Saturday because Thursday, Friday were so windy. I talked to Denny Friday night. Just to see how he felt about making a cut. He goes, yeah, I'm in. And I said, how brutal was the win? He says, the most brutal conditions he's ever played in.
Well,
plus the course. He said the course was so hard.
I've never seen Augusta like that.
2007.
2007 was bad, yeah.
I don't remember it. I take your word for it. I just have never seen that much, like, the sand blowing out of the bunkers all over the place. I mean, it looked insane.
But Denny shot 2-under yesterday. It wasn't windy yesterday.
Who did he play with? His group that went very low. Did he play with Tom Kim? Who did he play with?
I think he played with Tom Kim.
Yeah, those
Tom
guys Kim went like 8-under or something. Like, I think Kim was balling at one
Kim
point.
Kim shot 66 yesterday.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird is after the Masters, because of the schedule, now they have a signature event in Hilton Head.
Correct, RBC.
So usually a lot of people would take off the week after the Masters.
Yeah, these guys got to all play.
Signature event.
Another big week.
Is Scheffler playing in it? Because he said he had to play in a week. Or is he just going to skip it?
I kind of probably depends on...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The baby.
I think you can miss one.
Yes, you're allowed to miss one before you get like penalized.
Get fined.
But when his wife's gonna have a baby. For that, I don't mind you.
So
missing.
Maybe he misses this week.
You just can't miss the Masters. So you can miss some dumb RBC. You just can't miss the Masters.
So Denny shoots. He was 9 over for the tournament. 57K he brings home. But props to Ludwig. Oberg, who is 23 years old, his first Masters finishes.
He handled himself really well.
Solo two, $2.1 million. So.
I also got a kick out of the U.S. amateur runner-up, Shipley, who was playing with Tiger. His game is awesome.
Did you see the green jacket presentation
Yes.
in the Butler?
Yes.
How awkward he looked?
I mean, he's a big goof.
He was looking like this. I don't know what he was looking at.
A lot of memes of him.
Fred Ridley and Nance is talking to him, and he's going like this.
He's probably looking at the monitor.
Clearly. But he looked very uncomfortable. But yeah, it was cool to see him play.
And Tiger definitely gave him a note or whatever that was, and then the reporter asked him about it, and Shipley played it off. It was bizarre.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
You didn't hear that audio?
No.
Yeah, he said he didn't receive a note, but everybody saw him receive a note.
Definitely.
So
what
do you think the note was? I don't know, but
he's a made man with Tiger now.
It's his boy.
All right, got to take a break. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.